Small communities tend to be close-knit, so when an issue divides them, the rift can seem all the wider. An upcoming school referendum in Lafarge is expected to be close. Probably not as close as a disputed school vote 15 years ago in the Vernon County Village. That tie vote went all the way to the state Supreme Court. The case happened to coincide with this country's turmoil over the disputed presidential election, a fact Chris Blythe couldn't resist mentioning at the time. He was attorney for Lafarge referendum supporters.
We don't have any suggestion of voter fraud and malfunctioning machines. There's no butterfly ballots. There's no hanging chads. What we have here is a single ballot with an extremely light mark.
The state's high court eventually decided the Lafarge referendum failed because that mark, whether erased or just faint, was in the no box. With the upcoming ballot issue, school board president Barb Sarnowski says memories of that bitter court battle still linger.
The case really was a difficult time for the district. It's still in the back of a lot of people's minds, a lot of voters' minds.
On April 7th, the district is seeking approval for a couple of referendums totaling $7.5 million. Sarnowski says there have been a few letters of opposition in the local newspaper, but no big backlash. Still, it's no shoe-in.
This is a community that has a lower income and a lot of people who are on fixed incomes. So some of their decisions might be made on that day when they get right down to voting yes or no.
The State Department of Public Instruction says in the last 20 years, 52% of school referendums have passed. That success rate has risen at a time more districts are going to referendum to exceed state-imposed revenue caps. Over the years, what most districts use the money for has changed. It used to go toward fixing buildings or constructing new ones. Now, a lot of that money goes just to run schools. John Johnson is a spokesman with DPI. He says tomorrow there will be more ballot questions to fund schools than ever before.
The state of Wisconsin will have a record number of districts going to their voters to pass operating referenda. There are 56 districts across the state that are asking voters to help pay for expenses for next year.
In a recent column, Democratic Representative John Erpenbach said the state is cutting its support of schools, so districts have to turn to taxpayers directly. Republican Jeremy Thiesfeld thinks that's the way it should be. He's chair of the Assembly Committee on Education.
A school district, if they decide that they need additional money to provide a quality education, what is wrong with them having to sell this to the providers of the tax dollars, the voters?
Representative Thiesfeld is an outspoken supporter of school choice, and supporters of traditional schools are mindful of the increasing options parents have in where to send their kids. Sarnowski says the district needs good classrooms to keep and attract students.
It's a competitive situation. And we are very proud of what's going on inside our school building. We have an excellent staff and motivated students, but our buildings don't show that pride, and we'd like some buildings that are up to date.
Sarnowski says as public schools compete with private voucher schools for students, looks matter. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.